Hello, this is Amy Magnotta, and welcome to this week's Investment Insights podcast. The recent actions of President Trump have resulted in an increase in short-term political risk. Global equities experienced some weakness on Monday, but are still in positive territory so far this year. Emerging market equities are ahead of both developed international and U.S. equity markets year-to-date. Treasury yields are relatively unchanged to start the year, and credit spreads are a touch tighter. As we've seen before, new presidents typically struggle to get their footing early on in their administration, and equities tend to be weaker in February as a consequence. However, historically, February sell-offs have been temporary unless the U.S. economy is entering a recession, which we see little to no evidence of at this point. And a negative political environment doesn't necessarily drive equity markets. The S&P 500 index delivered strong gains in 1968, 1975, and 1976, years that had far more disorderly political environments than we have seen so far in 2017. Because of the short-term impact of the negative headlines, Trump may have to spend down some of his political capital now, which could impact his ability to get his full agenda passed in the future. However, we continue to have a positive outlook over the intermediate term, and the administration's anticipated expansionary fiscal policies, including tax reform, infrastructure spending, and deregulation, are main support for that view. We also see signs of improvement in global growth and central banks that maintain an accommodative stance. While we feel the weight of the evidence leans positive, risks remain. There are unknowns surrounding the administration, including the risk that the collection of pro-growth policies are not implemented as anticipated. In addition, the actions of global central banks, including the Federal Reserve, if not well telegraphed, have the ability to surprise markets. Our view remains constructive on risk assets in the intermediate term. While interest rates are biased higher in 2017, we expect the move to be uneven. Political risk has increased in the short term, and this environment may result in increased volatility across all financial markets, including equities and interest rates, which should benefit an active approach. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful day.